people and places. With your host, Brad Banjor, Pete Shaporis, Matt D'Andrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
John, with me, of course, are the whole team's here, live from the SEMA floor. Matt D'Andrea, how you doing today?
Hello. We made it.
We made it. You barely made it. Yeah. Two cars here.
Two of your cars. What about the other cars?
I got one and a half cars here. But that was by design.
Nicely wrapped, by the way.
Matt's our resident Fox Body guy, so if you hear him drop the F-bomb, it's usually a Fox Body.
That's a rare car. I brought two of them.
And right next to me is the man, the myth. It's Pete Shaporis from SoCal Speed Shop.
Yeah, that's me. I gave all my energy to this kid over here.
Come on, we need to pump it up, man. We're on the floor.
We are on the floor.
He spent all his energy hugging my wife.
I'm on the floor, just thinking about it.
And, of course, the man who came down from the mountain, Aaron Hagar. How you doing, buddy?
Really glad to be here. It was a close one.
It was a close one.
It was blowing and blustering snow when we left, so it's good to be where it's warm.
Good deal.
I brought long underwear, though. I don't know why.
Why'd you do that?
Don't go there.
You know, you are what you are.
Hey, I'm Brad Fanshaw, and with us today to start out our first show here on the floor, Farm Truck and Asian from Street Outlaws. How you doing, guys?
What's up, man? I'm not so cool. Hey, we just came here for the pizza.
And we didn't get it ordered.
It's in the microwave. It'll be ready in 30 seconds.
It's like going to the movies just for the popcorn.
You guys sound like you had a hard time getting here. We just treated it like it was a race, and we were here in 45 minutes.
We were doing that about 40 miles outside of Vegas. There was a semi-truck on fire. I got a great video of it. And it was just the guy was just standing there just – he was just so sad. He was standing about a quarter of a mile away. The heat off this thing was crazy.
Oh, wow.
And I just drove right by it. And then 30 minutes later, traffic was a nightmare. Brad got stuck in it.
But don't believe him. He says he just drove by it. Then he's showing us all the videos like he's TMZ or something.
No, I heard about it. It was actually a cattle truck, and it turned into a barbecue. So it all worked out. But I'm like,
it was really good because the barbecue guy ran into him.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
I don't know what he was hauling, but it smelled delicious.
It was no E85, let me tell you.
So, guys, you're here in Vegas. What did you bring? Did you bring any of your cars? Anything you're on the floor?
We brought the farm truck.
It is.
Nice. Okay, cool. We're in the ESOB welding booth.
Yeah.
It's amazing to be here.
Man, it's our fourth year here to bring the truck, which is completely unheard of. We hear of guys all the time. The first time, obviously, it's a dream, right? Get to bring your vehicle to SEMA, to have an invite, to have something unique enough or special enough. I mean, it's probably the biggest... Rust is in right now, so you're going to see a lot of patina. Yeah. You're going to see a lot of rust, which, you know, we're voting rust, and rust we trust. But when we brought it here, man, we thought, man, we got the biggest pile of crap on the lot. Who the hell's going to let us in? In fact, this year, you had a hard time getting through the gates.
Oh, it's always a fight getting the farm truck in.
They don't think it belongs in here. Yeah.
Well, because after Steve Darnell, the gate closes.
Well,
it's
always tough getting the farm truck in. They think it's some kind of joke or something.
Yeah, they
at the guard shack out back.
They just don't believe it.
No, they draw their guns on us.
Yeah.
So what's that thing running these days?
Well, you know, we don't know. Since we race on the street, there's no clocks or anything like that.
And we've kind of kept it that way.
More importantly, we don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Oh, no.
That way we can answer that question honestly.
Yeah.
You know? And we know what it's run in the past. And people say, well, we saw it run an XX. And we say, that was 10 years ago. You know, so.
And people want a bench race. Yeah. You know, since I went a 9 and you went a 10, there's no point in us racing.
Yep.
And if you have one of those old slide things where you go, well, if I have this tall a tire, it'll do that, right?
Mike Tyson
is just 2 inches taller than me. I can whoop his ass, right?
It's TV and everything is sped up. I bet it runs 1390.
I like this guy. That's what it is.
So anybody that wants to race them,
all I can say is the drone's always ahead of it. Right? Yeah.
Good point, Aaron. Good point.
I agree.
Hey, my right cheek hurts from tetanus shots too. Okay, I get it.
So you got a new season coming out.
Yeah, we do.
When does that drop?
You know, last night.
Yeah, it did. It did.
So it's fast, too.
It's real ahead
fast.
Of time, man.
Yes.
It's like our production company bought a DeLorean and went back and made the whole damn thing. It was a two-hour episode, man. I was actually happy. I watched the whole thing. The whole thing through. We got to watch it. They show a rerun. I mean, it was a great episode. They really put a lot together. They were trying to hit it out of the park. They wanted everybody to get excited about the first episode. And to me, it was a home run.
Good job, guys.
And they always make us look way better than what we really are.
Man.
You know,
we're idiots.
I'm glad
we're
those
trying to fake it.
Those apple crates really help.
Thank you.
It's the magic of editing, huh?
It is. It is, man. And they even make the truck look good. I mean, they say that the camera adds 50 pounds. Well, it probably adds 4,000 pounds because that truck just can't seem to get past itself.
Yeah.
So it's a heavy girl.
Good. You know, Pete, you build all these show cars and like
oh,
that.
Oh, no,
so.
Wait a minute.
Come on. They're traditional street rides, but they're still show cars.
They're cars that show
top
well.
Level cars.
There's a difference.
They look good on Facebook. So I mean, when you see a truck like, you know, farm truck, I mean, what do you think of that?
I got a lot of respect for them.
You dig it, don't you?
Yeah, it's cool
all right,
stuff.
Right on,
yeah.
All right. Right on.
Undeniable, cool. I think is the word, yeah.
It's a little something. It's just something different.
What do you guys run in it? What kind of power plant do you guys run in it?
It's a big block Chevy, 632 with two Nitrous Express kits on it. And that's all we really need, you know?
Yeah.
It makes over 1,000
That's all
horse,
anybody needs.
Yeah.
We forget about extra kits on the way down.
It's great in your Prius, you know.
It makes over 1,000 horsepower, and we don't really count after that. After your girlfriend's a 10, you know, do you keep counting?
Can you go?
You really
go.
You really don't.
Like, oh, she's a 10.
So.
All right. You know,
I know the feeling.
It's evolved, you know. It's actually gotten so far past. The truck was a 502 forever, and that 502 is still existing. It's still in our shop, just sitting ready to be placed into anything that we have. But the show's evolved so much that we had to kind of evolve with it. And, you know, his engine builder got excited about the evolution of things. That's kind of where he lives, is the big horsepower, the big cubic engine.
And that's when he overdid it a little bit.
He did, man. He did. I mean, it even had an overdrive. It had a 4L80 in it.
Yeah.
At one point, you know, so, which it had no problem with that. But now,
so when you were breaking stuff? You know,
just go bigger.
I mean, were you breaking stuff or no?
You know, we look at breaking stuff as time to upgrade.
I hear you. That's what I'm asking.
And we always break stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
like drive
it's 5,000 pounds, all that stuff.
Yeah, we've never broken a drive shaft.
Really?
Wow.
No.
Really?
It's
still
we're
two-piece.
The kings of drive shaft breaking.
We've lucked out on that. It's still a two-piece with a carrier bearing.
And it was built.
That probably is my problem.
Oh.
No carrier bearing.
It was built in maybe 02, and it's still the same drive shaft.
Wow. So, impressive.
Yeah, you might want to look at that.
Maybe you're not pushing it hard enough.
Yeah. Maybe we should add a couple more kits.
So,
I'll tell you, when the two-piece goes, you'll know.
Think tanker truck.
It'll make a little noise, Pete.
Yeah.
A tanker of nitrous.
You'll wonder what's right behind you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we wanted the truck to at least be relatable. You know, we wanted people to still look at the truck. You know, there's a lot of people that are like, hey, man, make it carbon fiber and paint it. You can make it. We could make the truck look identical to what it looks like right now. Put carbon fiber. But, man, why? Why? It just,
no, you just tell you what.
You lose some weight.
It's a tit job.
Tell
you
what.
Know?
Because we want to keep it the real steel deal.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Totally
you
get that. That's awesome.
Everyone puts a fiberglass front end on and... the farm truck has got us here because of what it looks like and what it is.
It's relatable,
right? We're going to stick to it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Now the whole methodology, I mean, when you go way back, of a sleeper car, which would farm truck, you know, now that everybody knows it, it's hardly a sleeper anymore.
So it's still the definition of a sleeper.
Right.
It's just a popular sleeper. So, it's not something that we can pull the wool over anyone's eyes anymore, but it's still a sleeper. Now, we have to remember that not everybody's a car guy. Not everybody watches
That's
the show.
True.
But there's a lot of Corvette owners out there, and
okay,
not all of them
gotcha.
Are car guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a lot of guys that will buy a Ferrari, and we can, you know, heck, you know, the producer, the owner of our production company, he's got exotic cars and stuff like that, and this is his show. He probably wouldn't think the farm truck could give him a run, you know.
Well, good point.
A lot of people think it's just a TV show and they want to give it a shot.
That's the beauty.
And that's when
man,
we get paid. It's always somebody thinks they got a hotter car.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody, that, you know.
I like your point.
So.
Hey, now there's another star on the show, the dung beetle. Tell us about that.
Oh, man. Well, that's all Asian. He'll have to tell
I know,
you all
yeah,
about
tell us
dung
about
it. It all started out, this is a team effort. So we knew that I had to have a vehicle on the show eventually. I started out just wanting to help Farm Truck maintain the truck and keep it on the road and just kind of being there when he needed me. But at some point, it was like I needed to pick up the pace and get my own vehicle. And we took some time to kind of brainstorm to figure out what type of vehicle I needed. And I thought, man, it needed to be an import. You know, I thought, for sure I need to get an import and, you know, drop an LS motor or something in it. But, man, after a few days, we kind of brought it all together and said, he's always loved a Volkswagen Bug and what it's brought to the table. And a Volkswagen Bug is an import, but a lot of people don't think about it.
No, you know, it's been here longer
than all of us.
Yeah. So it's as American as a lot of other vehicles, but in fact it is an import. It's rear-wheel drive, and we had no idea you could make them fast, so which you can with
you
enough
can
money.
Now,
it's a myth that they're cheap to build. That was a lie when I was told as a child.
Right.
But, you know, it's still Volkswagen, man. And another thing about the car is it's 90% of the parts on that car are American-made. In Oklahoma, they're made. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, in California, CV Performance is one of the main companies that have endorsed us. Rancho.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, they're legends in the industry, and they've helped out tremendously. And most of those parts are American-made. And so that's something to be proud of with the Bug. And it's all been redone. It's been improved. It's still a Volkswagen flat four air-cooled. So, and it's about as fast as I want it to go.
So you haven't gotten that call yet? What have you done to our Beetle?
I
thought it was made in Mexico now. So.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's what you did with our Beetle. Nice. No, I'm just surprised.
Cheech Marin's talking?
Well, I only know Cheech. 80s child. So my question is, why didn't you go with like a Citroen 2CV or something? You know?
A Citroen 2CV. Yeah, no. I tell you guys.
It's a cloth top.
They've got similar lines.
Yeah,
know?
No, right. Yeah, the girls would like it too much.
Yeah. And you just pimped this season. Thanks a lot, man. You know, it's like, that was the big secret you let out.
Yeah, it may be the cloth top. You know,
we're going Mini Cooper pickup truck next month, so we're, you know.
No, that'd be legit, too. Hey, that's a great idea.
There's the five. There's the five.
We'll take it.
I'll do that with you.
We'll give you royalties if it sells.
They're really hard to get tires for, though.
You know, we wanted to keep it along the same the same template as well, just being a bit of a sleeper, being unpredictable. And I think a Volkswagen Bug does that. It's so
it
easy.
It does.
Totally.
You know, a bit of a sleeper.
It looks
like dung, but it doesn't smell like dung.
But it goes like dung.
But you had to paint it brown, man.
Yeah. Multiple colors of dung.
The guy that helped us paint that, we basically held his paintbrushes, and he painted it. He's an incredible artist.
Nice.
And He patinaed that thing like no other car ever seen.
And thank you for saying it's an art.
Yeah, it's an art. It is art.
It is.
Now let's talk a little bit about the show. You know, you said you're going into a new season, but just a little bit of looking back at the roots, because it's like when you talk about street racing, I mean, you know, I lived in the Midwest. I lived in Nebraska, and I street raced. And,
oh, yeah. And you grew up with it.
Yeah, and you guys, I mean, you know how it is. It's like you wait for that little bit of frost to go away, and then later in the year you're waiting for it not to come, and you know, so that you can just stay out there and race.
Yep.
And
yep.
Just talk a little bit about your guys' roots and where you came from, you know, for the people that watch the show and stuff.
Well, I was brought home in a 56 Ford pickup with a roundy-round dirt motor in it. It caught on fire a lot. It made a lot of noise. But there was this incredible chrome shifter that came out of the floor, you know, with this rubber boot on it. And I was just so fascinated by the whole thing. And my dad sold that truck when I was about 8 years old. And I had a good crying session over that. You know, I had hopes and dreams for that thing. So that immediately made me a hot rod guy and a truck guy. And I always knew that I was going to have a badass truck someday. And it turns out I had no idea what it was going to be, but I knew I was going to have one. And that's how it all got started for me.
Well, he achieved his goal,
yeah,
right?
Totally. You know, and that's the very beginning of it. You know, and everyone has their beginning, their childhood story on how it kind of got deeply rooted in, you know, India. But I think those stories all eventually come together, whether it's, you know, you meet in high school or you're out cruising the loop, you know, and you all have the cool cars. And I think that the guys that really stuck with it were the ones that were obsessed, right? There's a bit of an obsession with it. You can love something, you can like something, you can work on something, but you have to be obsessed to be able to stick with it. And I think that the guys that you see on the show today, they were sickening obsessed, you know, obsessive over
there.
See, honey, it's not a rare case. It's not unusual.
It's not. You know, we get asked all the time. We get asked, well, is it fun? It's not fun, but it's also not work. It's obsession. And so we're up till 4 a.m. We're up till, we're waking up until, and working on it. We're eating it. We're breathing it. We're sleeping it. Everything we do revolves around what we do.
I'm getting really excited.
You're exactly right, Agent. It is an obsession, and that's the word. And we have a whole building full of obsessed people.
That's what this is.
Yes,
that's
what absolutely. It is.
That's why SEMA is created.
Yeah. Well, I've only been obsessed for 60 years.
That's it.
All right.
Right? It is. Yeah, it's an obsession.
I was going to ask you guys about the cops. Cops bother you?
No, they like us now.
They like
and
the
we
show.
Like them.
But they don't like yeah. Well, see, the cops don't like me.
Oh, okay, right on.
But
right
that's
on,
all
right
different on. Reasons, Pete.
Yeah.
No. I thought we weren't supposed to talk about that on the air.
No, not that.
Oh, the other car stuff. The car stuff.
Yeah, no, we have a good relationship with them now. You know,
right.
I mean, at first there was
what
a lot of questions.
What did you have to do?
Nothing, man.
Support
nothing.
Them.
You know, that's all you have to do. You have to give them the equal amount of respect,
right?
You have to trade. You have to go up to them and show them that you're no threat. They're no threat to you.
Yep.
All you want to do is keep them safe and keep yourself safe. And everybody's doing their job. And there's nothing more than they want than just that equal amount of respect.
You know,
the understanding.
You start the conversation with thank you, not I'm sorry.
Sure.
I mean, really.
How can I help you? You know, how can I help you as opposed to what they're going to do for you?
Yep.
Also, cops are car guys, you know?
Totally.
Way back, 20 years ago, whenever I used to go to the street races, a lot of times the cops would be there in their personal vehicle watching, not participating, but they're interested.
Yeah.
They're car guys, you know?
They want to see how much nitrous they need to pack to catch up.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how many shots do we need?
Those car guys cost me $2,000 last year.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, Pete, on a side note here, someone asked me today, I got a text and said, hey, man, who do you know that I can interview that's been to 50 SEMA shows? I gave him your name. Is that okay?
No, but we can talk to Alex.
Am I right on that? Yeah, you and Alex. So.
Boy, you're really dating this poor guy here, you know?
No, I'm making him relevant. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Hey, don't use them big words, dude.
So, guys, the
fist bump.
As you move into this new season, has it been kind of like, do you ever look back, you say, hey, this car obsession that we just talked about is like, how the hell did this happen? Because when you look at street racing and the underground culture and everything, and now it's come in to its own, do you ever just get a big smile on your face when you're standing in the shop some night and go, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
We pinch ourselves every day. How did this happen?
It's mortifying how happy we actually are. You know, it's amazing. Like someone will ask us, "Hey, how are you guys doing?" Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely
amazing.
I
don't feel guilty anymore.
we're bioluminescent. There's nothing more incredible than what's happening to us right now. We are normal guys.
Right.
Well, and here's the deal. You know, we're still in awe that they think our lives are that interesting. We never thought we had interesting lives. You know, until they showed up. And they told us, hey, you guys are really interesting. We are.
You just thought you were doing what you wanted to do, right?
And that's what we did. So it doesn't go away, that's what it's all about. It's amazing. Yeah.
You know, and if it does go away, I'm perfectly fine with it, man. It's been an amazing ride, and we're going to keep rolling with it.
It won't go away.
I still go home and fold my socks the same way, and nothing's going to change.
You just smile doing it.
Well, you fold your socks?
Yeah.
Wow, he folds his socks.
It's about an obsession. We got to just talk about this.
So do you fold toe to heel or heel to toe?
Heel to toe.
So you don't insert and fold
toilet
it.
Paper roll
you don't go
outside.
Inverted. There you go.
Toilet outside.
There,
toilet
right?
Paper
okay,
outside.
Let's get on that discussion.
Yeah, we're going way off the rails. Yeah.
That's okay. We're unconventional.
So man, Cat, got your tongue here, buddy?
No.
You're just an F. You're in Fox Body.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about your guys' perspective of everything. You know, it's hard for us to work on the show when we're working in the show. And it's hard for us to get a 10,000-foot view when we're inside this. And when we come to the SEMA show, we have to work a little bit. We have to make sure that we take the time to thank all the people that have helped us along this path.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And you guys have a chance to kind of look at the show as a whole. And when the dust settles a little bit, you get a better view of it all. How has it affected the automotive industry in terms of you guys, your perspective?
Oh, we all got a different opinion on that.
Please, give it. Negative or positive.
I'm happy to see Rust here.
Okay. Okay. All right.
No, I mean, when you're talking about your show in particular, I think one of the things that it's done
in general, car shows.
I know, but when you're talking about your show, one of the things that it's done is, as when we look at the whole big scope of things, it's opened up a lot of people's eyes because you said it earlier. There might be a Corvette guy, or there might be a Ferrari
sleepers.
Guy. They're all car guys. But at the end of the day, you look at this whole audience out here. What is there, 100,000 people watching us right now?
And, at least.
And three. But you look at those people, they all have their own little sub-interest. And it's starting to bring it all together to where people realize that, oh, wait a minute, those guys are into street racing. Just because I'm into road racing, we're all into cars.
Sure, yes,
and that's
sure.
one of the things that's happening.
And we're preserving an industry that's always being trying to be taken away, which brings Pete.
Okay.
That's right. Without it, we wouldn't have this, period.
Yep.
So it's the enthusiasm.
It's 65 when the government threatened us. That's what brought this on. They threatened us today. So without SEMA and this show and the money that it generates, it wouldn't be here.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
I mean,
we're
part of it.
Continue to make SEMA powerful.
Yeah,
there are champions.
What you guys talked about earlier about, you know, you've got a sensibility about where you are and not going, getting stupid with what you're doing.
Correct.
That's exactly where you need to be.
Yes.
Because the guys that get stupid with it,
take it away.
They just vaporize.
Right.
So
you're creating a thick rope.
That's a good.
Now you've seen our show. You've seen us get stupid, right?
Well, it happens.
You know,
but generally,
we all get stupid, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. No,
that's
but your perspective. You've seen it. You've seen things. You've seen the seasons change. You've seen them come and go. You've seen shows pop up and go away.
Yeah, but
don't get them started.
I'm curious. I'm curious. I want your opinion. We're all here to talk about it.
Authenticity.
I think a lot of us love the racing side of it because that's the most real aspect of it. I mean, especially in the world of TV, racing is the thing that always gets portrayed as the most realistic thing.
Sure.
You know, as far as it's like fighting.
Yeah.
You can't fake it.
Yeah,
exactly.
The 6-hour build. Come on.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to sweat. Yeah.
For Pete, who's been building cars for several months now.
Yeah,
professionally.
Yeah,
6 months.
I watch 44-minute builds on TV.
Way more believable.
I know. Yeah.
And they always start on the first drop.
And it's filmed. It's on TV. It's got to be for real.
Yeah, the 6-day build. I mean, you know.
But no, when you look at car shows as a whole, what they've done is they have opened up, you know, opportunities for all of us, because there were people who went to a car show, bought a ticket to see all the custom cars, but now you're coming into their homes, into their, you know, into their lives, and showing them that there's more than just these custom cars sitting static, that there's guys that go out and they street race them. There's guys, we just had Larry Dixon, you know, Top Fuel driver here, and you know, Larry was up here doing his show, and he's talking about how he went on Drag Week and took his 66 Nova, and he goes, I hadn't done that till way before I became a professional drag racer.
Sure.
And he goes, it put a big, huge smile on my face. And so it is. It's opening up a lot of opportunities.
And it preserves the dream. We all have those dreams. And some of us get to have more realities than others. But it preserves the dream for everybody. So everybody that's on TV has a responsibility to preserve other people's dreams.
Right.
I mean, it's almost that simple.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
You know, one of the greatest compliments that we get is like when a father and son comes up to us and they say, you know, we watched your show and we went out and we started working on the car. And the car sat for years and now it's on the road. It's running. You know, there's no better compliment than that.
Motivation.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a hard one today in a complacent world.
Yes. And also, you know, there's always the excuses we can give ourselves, time, economic conditions. Gives the opportunity to wipe away those excuses.
Yeah.
And like you said, motivation. It gives you an emotional attachment to what you're doing as opposed to a financial attachment.
Yeah. During the recession, we found that the guys were buying parts and going back to work on their cars.
That's it.
Oh yes.
That's it. They weren't buying new cars.
No,
but they were going back.
They were dragging. Correct, yeah. They were dragging them out and working on them in the garage.
It was their form of entertainment. It was their entertainment at the time, and it made them feel good because
that's
it
right.
was. they were getting out, they were getting with their buddies, yep. doing something out in the garage,
yep.
and an accomplishment.
Yeah, car people, but, man. Yeah.
Two nitrous kits always feels good.
It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So it's that feeling as it puts you in the seat, man. Yeah.
Guys, congratulations on the show.
Yeah, really.
It's, so much fun.
Thank
and
you
we really appreciate y'all
yeah,
coming
great.
In.
Thank you.
New
it's
season
really
launched.
Appreciate it.
Last everybody,
yeah,
Farm
time.
Truck and Asian from Street Outlaws. Let's hear it for him.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Coming
very
up,
much for
yeah.
We appreciate you having us.
Thanks
it.
For
thank
coming
you.
On. Really good appreciate
yep.
it.
Yep.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank
right.
you, man.
Yes, sir. Outlaw to outlaw, brother. All right. All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we got okay. Rutledge Wood standing right over there.
Yeah, so this is brought to you because of our friends here at DeRaley, everyone. Don't forget that because of them, we've got this stage for Shift and Steer, Man Seeks Adventure, and Dixon's Wild Ride. You can see the schedule right down front. But right now, we're going to keep the action rolling because we have Rutledge Wood. And Rutledge is going to jump up here. He's going to...
We got Rutledge.
Wood what?
Rutledge, yeah.
Rutledge.
Because
Wood what?
Now what I want to know is do we call him... Do we call him an Olympian now because he did the Olympics
yes.
coverage?
Oh,
it's kind of
so
like,
do we have to
sir?
Play that music?
Is he a sir?
So
he's a sir.
He's visiting with our guest that just left.
Is he going to talk in a falsetto accent?
And we will get him up here. But, guys, what have you seen so far since you've been here while we're waiting for Rutledge to get up here?
Stuff.
There's cars. There's
cars.
Lots of cars.
Good. Cool.
Stuff.
And then there's some
you know,
cars.
I tell you.
Some shiny stuff.
I've gone around to a couple of the booths and talked to some of the people about their new products and stuff. And,
thank you.
I'm constantly fascinated by the innovation, even in the app.
It keeps
market.
Just it's, moving forward, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really, really cool stuff. Rutledge.
Hey, there he is.
Are we on? Are you going?
We're on. We're rolling.
How are you doing? What's up, buddy?
It's Ruffage.
You know, it's so weird to see you, Matt, and now as an official Mustang guy,
yeah.
Your,
yeah.
your car isn't going into any crowds of people.
That's right.
That's, you're like the most un-Mustang guy ever right now.
My car doesn't even run, so.
That won't stop it. That won't stop the internet memes.
Dude, where's the little mohawk?
Yeah, you're saying that I look like I might be an adult now.
I'm saying you kind
of. Yeah, I just kind of. I mean, dude, look at this.
You know what like, happens to everybody?
I wouldn't like touch it. You'll cut yourself.
Aaron. Yeah.
All right. So, feeling like I should be a grown up.
We definitely want to get in the car, so we want to talk about what you're doing. But first, how awesome is the Olympics?
Oh my gosh, it was crazy.
We were having a discussion before you jumped up here and said, "Do we have to call him an Olympian now?"
Thank goodness.
We're
okay.
gonna call you sir.
I'm gonna be honest. I was so nervous going down there because just like everybody else, I'm watching the news thinking, "Man, it looks terrible down there.
Kind of scary.
Why am I going?" And then I found out that Bob Costas had 24-hour security detail.
Wow.
And I'm like, "This is Bob Costas. Yeah. I'm in trouble."
And you didn't.
I got nothing.
Did you have to go in the water?
I didn't have to go in the water. Here's what I can tell you.
God,
you get down
there.
Did
you see the water?
It's lovely. Like, the people were great, right? The one water shot, here's what they did. Imagine, like, if you had, like, if you're bobbing for apples and you got this big thing and you just take your arm and you move all the stuff. All the stuff was over here, right? This was all fine, but everybody kept going to this one spot and they're like, oh, it's the water's all like this. Like, well, yeah, if you go over to that edge of the pool, it's kind of gross. But everything else, the people were great. They
so
were very
typical,
kind.
Typical. TV.
Yes, it was the first time I really felt it. What I didn't realize is that Top Gear airs twice a day down there. And everyone knew who I was everywhere I went. But
that's
they
awesome.
Didn't know my voice.
Oh, because they have it dubbed in.
In Portuguese.
Yes.
Apparently in Portuguese, my voice is very high. And you would not know that I had three daughters.
Wow.
So.
And you probably didn't. They didn't know you were tall.
Wow. Didn't know I was tall. I mean, there's a lot of things that were going on down there.
Did you get to meet your voice?
No, but that would have been. That would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
You look nothing like me.
I've been doing the podcast with Adam Carolla for 7 years, and we will go to races, and someone will be standing there talking to Adam, and Adam will say, "I don't know, let's ask." He goes, "Let me ask," and he'll turn to me, and he'll say, "Hey, what's the name of that thing?" And I'll tell him, and then someone will go, "Hey,
we recognize your
I
voice.
I know your voice."
Yeah.
It was the inverse yeah. problem.
It's exact opposite.
It's,
that's
true. It's a weird thing.
No,
by the end of the trip, what I can tell you is that Dan Patrick more than a few times had to get up at dinner and take a picture of me and someone else because they're like, "Hello, sir, could you take a picture?" And Dan's like, "I'm Dan Patrick."
Exactly. Yeah.
Why am I taking your picture? So by the end, all those guys are like, "I guess you
said because you don't
security.
Have a high voice and you're not on Top Gear twice a day."
Apparently so. Like, "Ay, caramba!" Yeah.
It would have been great if you had him for a translator. You could have.
Yes.
It would have been in that voice, and everything would have been awesome.
Portuguese is a lot harder than Spanish. And some people say, like, there's a it's close.
No, it's
they're,
way
they're
harder.
They're liars. It's way harder. I think if you spoke Italian, Portuguese is easier. But
really? I don't. I think Portuguese is, like, the one. It's out really there. Tough.
They think it's hard, too. That's why they speak Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. It was a great time.
We had a lot of Brazilians employees in Tahoe, and, they all preferred Spanish.
Okay. So what's new with you, buddy? What's going on?
Well, I'm here. I have two vehicles here at SEMA.
Your Toyota truck.
Truck is, oh, my God.
The Fundra,
we're calling it.
It's a wide-body Tundra. It was here
so cool.
In the Toyota booth in 2008. It was called the Omega Project. They were basically trying to build, like, a Lightning made by Toyota, right? And a bunch of the dealers were like, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I don't want that. So they shelved it, and they had these three trucks. One of them got backed into by a forklift.
Oh,
okay. And it sat there. And I found that, and I was like, I want that truck. Yes. It looks messed up. Let me get that. So I bought it. We did a OEM sheet metal front swap to a 16, so it looks like a TRD Pro on the front. Then we did a complete bed from a 16 TRD Pro, so it looks like a brand new truck. Well, they don't make their regular cab short bed anymore, so it's also a truck that they don't make times two. But
so it's a head scratcher.
It is. It's supercharged. We did the Honey D wide body kit. It runs on General Grabbers, which are like these monsters all terrain, but it's a lower two wheel drive that just smokes the tires. So.
And how did you come up with this mustard yellow?
This is the stuff that I dream of. I think when I'm sitting there at night.
It's an Adventure Time color. You know, what do you mean?
One of your little girls came up with a drawing. It was like awesome crayon. You're like, I see what you're saying, honey. By the way, where's the crayon for this?
Yes.
For this
what color
right
is
here?
It?
Because this
you
is
know,
an
when
awesome
you can do it,
color.
When you got the freedom to do it, man, there's nothing like it.
The only downer is we can't have one.
It's true.
Not a regular cab, at least.
Right. No, my daughters, like, they picked the color. They really wanted to 3M wrapped it, and they have this crazy, like, gloss fuchsia, which I would love. But I had to tell my daughters, like, I'm already taking this on the power tour. There's going to be a lot of old dudes that look at me funny. I don't feel like pink is the color we should go. I would love it.
Unless you had the voice of your voiceover.
Yes, Portuguese voice. He would love it.
That guy would love it.
He would love it. He would say, oh.
Portuguese Rutledge would love it.
I'm seeing a new app. Portuguese Rutledge.
What if you just translate everything about you into Portuguese?
Yes.
Just let someone else do your voiceover.
It has to be a high voice, though.
Really high.
So Obrigado, I love the color.
Oh, it's so nice. Yeah, we have that, and it's in front of the South Hall. And then outside of the Continental display is my 68 Camaro that we also took on the power tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's the one that Tanner and I each own that car. Because he drove stunts for it in the movie Need for Speed. He told me he was going to buy the one, and the second car was there. And I was like, well, I'll buy it. We both get them. I drove mine twice, three times, sold it to a friend. He drove his for about a year and then got a GT3 and called me. He was like, well, I guess I'm going to sell it. And I was like, well, I kind of miss mine. I'll buy yours.
How convenient.
Yeah, it was great. And then this time we did it right. We put Forge lines on there, did a TMI interior with those awesome sport seats we talked about.
Yeah.
Vintage Air, and took it on the power tour. And just now I love the thing. I think it was because I didn't connect with it. Like, I didn't do enough the first time that I just drove it, and I was like, huh.
I'm over it.
This is okay. Like, it had weird seats that the movies put in. They didn't care, like, how they looked.
Yeah.
They didn't fit right. I was driving like this.
Way off the
side.
So
I thought, oh, this car stinks. Turns out it's not the car.
It's one of those camera cars where, hey, the driver's secondary. We need the camera right
here,
right?
Yeah, right in the middle.
Originally, they built it in 11 days.
It's a McLaren.
No, it was a TV car?
Right?
Yeah.
TV car.
11
to be
days.
Fair, I feel like Tanner and I could fit in the same seat. And you would,
well, you guys could sit in there.
That's an anomaly.
Yeah,
anyway,
in the back seat.
Yeah, you guys could fit in the same seat.
I can't get a backpack in that back seat of the Camaro, but you guys would be like,
oh, this is huge.
Yeah. All of our baby clothes.
So roomy.
My wife says that about him, too.
Look, I got all this room for activities.
He's so small.
You guys are exactly like, I was at the drag races years and years ago. Tommy Lee and Heather Locklear, when they were still together, and they were both on a lawn chair together, and there was room to spare. You know, it's like, you guys are the same. You know, it's like
that was the drugs.
I'm Jay Howard.
You're looking at me like you're just like, wow.
Okay, Matt went silent. Okay, he's over it.
I thought Tommy was a tall guy, but
he's a real thin
but
tall
he's like
guy.
80 pounds.
Yes,
he's
exactly.
Like 80 pounds.
Matt apparently has never been on the internet before. I know much about Tommy Lee.
I didn't want to make the show dirty. I was like, how did that fit on the chair with the two of them?
You don't have to. He
now
did
that's what this table next to it was for.
We're here.
It had an ottoman just for that.
Of course.
By
they
the way,
did.
Remind me to show you a picture of Tommy Lee. I can't post in public. No, it's nothing like that.
You don't
it's nothing like that.
Yeah.
No,
it's nothing like that.
like that. It's
why
pretty
isn't
funny.
It something
hey, let's
like
go back
that.
To our guest. You know,
hey, come on.
Welcome,
now. I'm trying to be nice here.
Welcome back to the worst preface ever. thus far, winning today is I've got to show you a picture about this guy, but it's not bad.
No, that's but it's not what you
what?
Think, man.
It's not what you think.
So your Portuguese translator had a really high voice.
Boy, big time. Yeah, big time. No, here's what I can tell you too. We are still working on trying to make Top Gear come back. BBC has some ideas. We have some ideas. The three of us love working together. I think the show will either come back and it'll be bigger and better than ever, or the three of us will go make a different show with a different name and it will be bigger and better. So
right on. Okay.
It's one of those things that I really hope the Grand Tour does well.
So there might be a Grand Gear, huh?
There might be a Grand Tour US. Who knows what?
The Grand Tour guys came into the studio and all three of them were there. And they each had their own publicist. And
fantastic.
See? That's when it starts to go downhill,
that's
brother.
That's it.
Each publicist. I'd like you to meet Marjorie.
Yeah. Oh, God. We barely had lunch.
Each publicist was a British woman. And so Adam did this interview with them, and he won't talk about this because they're all, you know. First of all, these guys came in, and they were huge. They were rock stars. I mean, the original Top Gear, those guys are icons. But that British assholiness that
is that a word? Yep, that's a word.
Yeah, it is a word. It was a word.
Oh, look it up. Look it up.
Ding. I'm telling you, it was on point. Man, it was on point. First of all, those guys came in. It was great. And Jeremy Clarkson didn't want to go see Adam's car collection. So the other two went to go walk around the cars, and he didn't go.
What a fool.
And then
I'm taking that tour. It's awesome.
Yes.
Right?
I'm
right.
Sitting around with the three publicists. I'm like, by the way, you all want something to drink? There's the machine here, all this stuff.
There's pinball.
They look at their phones. They look at me. They don't say anything. They look back at their phones. Like, not even like, sure, thank you. It's amazing because it seemed rude, but it was right on point. It was so British.
So now,
it was so British.
In a nutshell,
they dismiss.
You know what it's like to work for the BBC.
That's what I'm saying. So here's my point. My point is Lost in Transmission. Let's do that again.
The best part, so we do Lost in Transmission. History wanted to do a show with me for years.
Yeah.
And because of my contract with BBC, it took like 2 years to work that out. So we do it. All these executives say, yes, this will be great. We do like a 6-run series, right? It cost, I bet it was a fraction of what Top Gear cost.
Oh, sure.
The shows got higher ratings than Top Gear. And then at the end, all of the executives that greenlit the show were gone. And so I was like, hey, so we're going to make more? Is anybody there?
Yeah, exactly.
And so what happens
looking around?
Is, yeah. So all these new executives come in, and their whole thing is like, I'm going to bring in my friends with your production companies, and you're going to hire these guys. So it just funnels money, and everyone's like, your show did great. It's on this island of success.
Thank you.
We're going to be over here making worse shows.
Wow. That is the entertainment business. Yeah. That is such the entertainment business.
That's a weird thing.
By the way, I'm a little upset.
I like the show, by the way.
You're upset?
Well, I'm upset. I'm upset because I was watching an episode and you were on the Rubicon and you're like 5 minutes from my shop and everybody that breaks down in the Rubicon ends up at my shop.
I obviously didn't
because
that
I don't charge.
You didn't get the memo?
Yeah. I'll make sure you get it. I'll send it in via New York Seltzer.
That last boulder that I sheared those motor mounts on, I would have wish I had your number.
Hey, the Rubicon's fun, isn't it? I would have come in my Pinsgauer and I would have dragged all you guys out.
Uh-oh, here we go. It's Pinsgauer time.
I have to insert Pinsgauer every show.
We went a whole show without saying that.
But you know, it's like the automotive CrossFit. Like, you can't not talk about it. That's in the rules of ownership.
And when you drive it, you're likely to break your shoulder. Because, like CrossFit, you're going to break something.
No, actually, I broke my ankle when I rolled it last time. Yeah.
The car won't break. It will break you.
You rolled it? Yeah. Did you roll it?
I rolled it coming up the Cadillac, yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah,
that
I hit that last rock. And I had nowhere to go, just had to let it fall over.
I'd like to say,
Did you drive it home?
I love my co-hosts, but there's a difference in driving skill between Tanner Faust and Adam Ferrara. And I was genuinely frightened watching him in that Geo Tracker try to climb up Cadillac Hill. Because again, like they call it that, and then right before we went out there, somebody didn't do well on that hill, and they weren't there to talk about it.
There's a whole graveyard down below of cars. Yeah,
it's awful. It was so for real. But you know what's funny? When you talk about those people coming by, sometimes people, like, we'll be taking pictures, and there'll be five guys, and one guy's like, yeah, I don't want to take a picture with you. I like the UK show better. I was like, that's cool. If they were here, they wouldn't take a picture with you.
That's true.
And then I just smile and walk off. Like,
and then
hey,
you dismiss them.
I'm accessible, man.
You know how tough it was for us to get a picture with them when they were at the show? Yeah, at the studio? Adam had to drag Clarkson by the balls to bring him over to show him in his
car. That had to be quite the sight.
And Clarkson was like smoking a cigarette the whole time. And he's just like,
let me ask this.
You can't post this if I'm smoking.
In history, have you ever heard of anyone getting fired for a job that's pretty unique and not hard, and then rehired for the same job at 10 times the price?
Yeah,
exactly.
I'll give that guy 10 million reasons a season why he should be nice to everyone.
Yes. That's the recipe for success. When we're done, I'm going to punch Brad in the face, because
that's
what you're
it.
Supposed to.
And then boom,
like you're
supposed
to get more money in the face.
And we will quadruple your pay.
Yes.
Yes.
They're first, they're going to cut it in fourths. They're going to give you 25%, and then they'll quadruple.
You didn't get paid anything, so we can make it whatever you want.
Pete's wondering, he's like, wait, you get paid?
Wait, yeah, exactly. You
get
paid.
How this works?
Can I get paid?
Speaking of British people we like, so we stuffed Ed China in my Pinsgauer.
Oh, my gosh, I love Ed China.
He's not here.
Ed and Mike
I'm very upset about
that
it.
That is such a great show.
Here.
I
they couldn't
love
get
them.
Out of there.
They're fun guys. They're really fun guys.
But, you know, Ed's like...
Ed's the only guy with better hair than you that I know.
You know what? I'm actually... We've been talking about... I'm going to sculpt him a helmet, because he has to wear a helmet for some of these drives he does.
Sure.
And I'm going to sculpt his waving hair as part of the helmet.
They've had some cars on that show where you think, you know, Ed, I don't think you can fit in that car.
I don't know
how you can even make the shot work for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You look uncomfortable standing
really
by
uncomfortable.
It.
That's really
uncomfortable. Just folds his way into it, you know?
Yeah. He's a slinky.
But, you know, a lot of that axle grease will get him right out.
Yeah, that's true. Just slide right out.
So what out of everything you've seen here so far, it's first day, what really caught your eye?
Oh, man.
You've been working the whole
time.
I
would say I've only seen about three different booths. Obviously, my truck is fantastic.
My truck looks great.
One thing I was really pumped about, my buddy Chuck at TRD, if you've ever guys have ever met Chuck or Marty, they're geniuses. They built a land speed cruiser. They're trying to make a 220-mile-per-hour land cruiser in 2017.
Really? Wow.
Twin-turbo V8. They took a 5.7, stroked it, bored it to 6.2.
Nice.
It is a monster, and it still looks like a Land Cruiser.
That's cool.
And it's going to fly.
Wow, how cool.
They just did a few test runs so far, and they're having some different kind of ECU transmission computer compatibility issues, but that thing's insane. What's so cool to walk through, like yesterday when you're going through, it's wild to see some of these cars show up here, and they look like they've been in my backyard. And then by today, you're like, what detail guy did you have? Because
it's vinyl,
it's
man.
Beautiful.
It's all vinyl.
The lowriders, I every year I leave here thinking I need to have another donk. Like, there's just not, like, seeing a 70.
Yes,
70.
Now you're talking about
I can help you with that. 76.
Brad's the donk.
A 76 Buick Regal. I'm telling you.
With
they got the right
22-inch bond speeds.
No, 22s. Come on. We need to do some 28s.
28s? Yeah,
22s. I'm going to say.
Yeah, 28.
What, are you making a pizza?
I'm out of the
Matt always walks into the wheel factory and he goes, who buys those? I go, I have lots of customers that buy those.
Tons of people with style.
Yes.
That's what we do when we walk into Matt's garage.
I mean,
who buys those?
We had a big conversation about Fox bodies and how big a tire and wheel you could fit under. You didn't believe me, did you?
I did not.
But
I
we did it. We yes. squeezed those tens
and
then
you can call it a Fox
I know,
and dunk.
We pushed that car in because the engine doesn't run right.
But the wheels do roll.
Yeah. Those bond speeds look beautiful on there. I mean,
Thank you.
They look like they were. That's what should have come on there.
They're golden, man.
That's what makes, like, to me, that's one of those things that when you walk away, you look around here, sometimes you're like, oh, that's cool. They open a catalog. Those are nice wheels. But then other times you see one that you're like, oh, this was the way this thought came together. That was beautifully done.
Well, Matt and I sat down, and Matt said, hey, man, brush Matt. And I said, you're just going for Matt because of your name, aren't you? He goes, yeah. But,
pretty much. Hell yeah. I tried to get the ruts, but they didn't. You know, he wasn't making them.
Rut finish didn't work as well.
Yeah. Ours are going to be a candy purple.
A little bit of fuchsia.
28s at least. Right? Something really bright. And maybe like a pitch of glow-in-the-dark. A little glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, you pick glow-in-the-dark particles. They have them. They have them.
Can I say one thing? It's going to – I love the automotive industry. I'm going to say something that sounds a tiny bit negative, and it's not – I just want to say, if anybody's listening, if you made fun of dudes that used to have Hondas, or if you made fun of guys that had Donks, if you have a 4x4 with a 12-inch lift and neon lights that shine on your tires, you're the same guy that you made fun of.
You're the same
guy. A guy passed me the other day. He's got these American Forces. The wheels look great. Beautiful, custom-made. He's trying to, like, roll coal on me because he recognizes me. And I'm just like, oh, cool truck, man. And then he turns the lights on. And I thought, that's not going off-road.
No.
Yeah, you made fun of the guys that had LED windshield washer nozzles, and you're the same guy. Like, that's too much to me.
I lived in Fort Lauderdale area, the South Florida area, in the early 90s and the late 80s, and all of a sudden, street glow undercut neon came out of Miami, and guys would roll around, and they'd take the car black, the Fox Body Mustang in black, with purple neon, but they'd turn the headlights off and hit in the middle of the night. But it's dark out. And like,
yeah, but so you don't need to see where you're going.
None of that is
safe. It's Tronic, man.
You see how slick he is? He works the Fox Body reference. Yeah.
Now, what we're all thinking is, that's the most Florida story I've heard all day.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds perfectly
Florida.
All right, the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, we're done with that.
Yes.
Which is, I'm sad about that.
I know. We got to at least once a year. We would all get to see each other.
Which they never let me drive it because Toyota said I didn't have enough Twitter followers. That's their...
Well, there you go.
Maybe it's because they knew you were into Fox Body.
You're just cheap and won't buy more, Matt.
I bet it's because you didn't own a Pinsgauer.
I didn't own a Pinsgauer, which also...
Yeah,
not
go either way. Because it's a hot rod.
They didn't let you race it either, did they?
Not a big race. I just came back from the Vegas off-road experience, and I did those trophy trucks out there in the desert. And then we drifted Mustangs and shot machine guns.
You did the whole Vegas experience.
That's bitching out there.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever been in any kind of off-road truck?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's
horrifying, and it's also like you feel
it's
like
fantastic.
Superman. When I did those...
They are incredible.
No, it was a super light that I was in. It's the one that has a Mazda rotary power. And we ran out at Glen Helen, and then the other track was in Surprise, Arizona, I think. And I found out why they call them the Whoops. I'm headed to the hospital. I shot myself. Yeah.
That's why they call it Surprise,
Oh, my gosh. It was awful. But every time you hit those jumps and you feel that thing air out, that's why when you hear guys like Jimmy Johnson talk about, I love NASCAR, I love what I do, but, man, when I used to race off-road trucks, I felt like a superhero.
Yeah.
Pastor came in and said he did the Robbie Gordon racing thing, and he's like, I hit the one jump, and he goes, I damn near broke my back. I got out of the truck and walked home. But it's like, never again.
Yeah,
it's
like, Vassar, I'm not like, total badass. Yeah, yeah. If it scared him,
and he's out.
Pants crapping factor is so high for us normal folks. Like,
well, when you get in them and those trucks actually, I mean, they launch and you don't expect it. Even though you see it, when you're in it, it feels so much
more. You
know,
it's when you hit that jump, then you just see sky. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you don't know what's below
you. And then
you
come down like a lawn dart, and you're like, there's the ground, and crap.
And driving at night doesn't make it any better.
No, it doesn't.
It's back up again.
What I found when I hit those Whoops, and I was about one tire section off in the back. Front was stuck. It was great. But the back, when it hit, it began to throw me sideways. Oh. And when I went up, I flipped 2.5 times end over end, and I hit so hard. I lawn darted so hard. I thought another truck hit me in midair. And so I'm hanging upside down. I've got Ricky Johnson, you know, legendary off-road racer. He was my spotter. The radio's cranked all the way up so I can hear him over the rotary, and I just keep hearing, like, you okay, dude? You okay?
Yeah, he's all right.
You okay? And he's inside my soul. Chris Jacobs!
Hey, Chris. In the house.
Newly engaged, looking so handsome.
How's it going?
Yes.
So the track guy runs up and he's like, hey, do you want me to flip you over so you can keep going? I was like, no, I want to go to the hospital. I think I broke my leg,
I want a full MRI.
And it's like the world's like fat joke won't end. They get like 10 guys over there rocking the truck. Finally it goes over. I'm just like, oh, just get me out.
I get to the ambulance. You're like, I've got a broken rib. Can you not rock it so much?
I get to the ambulance and the dude's like, hey, man, aren't you supposed to be at Talladega this weekend? How do you think Tony Stewart's going to do it? I was like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I'm bleeding for my suit. Can you check this out?
It's like, it's your job to get me there right now.
This guy like half checks me out. The other dudes ask me, like, okay, what's your name? Where are you from? And he keeps going, like, man, I think Junior's gonna do it. Finally, the guy at the end's like, are you gonna check on him? And he goes, like, hey, look at this. He's fine. That was my checkout. 30 minutes later, I'm having a sandwich. Like, guys, I feel really sleepy. I think I'm going to go lay down.
And he said, no, don't sleep.
Yeah, they said, don't
sleep. If I were you.
Got another ambulance to come check me out because they realized I had no actual medical attention.
Can you get an ambulance that's not a NASCAR fan here?
Apparently so. Yeah. That's
his arm went thud when it hit the table. He's good.
Adam Ferrari's only concern was that he might have to get me out of the tub that night naked. He said, I know they told you to soak, but just don't die in the tub. I'm not going to pull you out of there.
I love that they give you the option. Do you want us to push you over and keep going, or would you like medical
right?
attention?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'd like just help. Any kind of help would be good.
That's a manly sport. You know, come on.
Our buddy Jason Bonham just showed
Flip
up.
Flip him. Yeah, brother.
There he is.
Yeah, brother.
He doesn't like that.
So you got possibility of a Top Gear type show coming back.
Tons of NBC stuff.
All kinds of NBC stuff. You won't be doing the Olympics for at least another 4 years. I guarantee you that.
Well, the Winter Olympics 2 years from now.
Yeah. Okay, you got me there. Yeah, you got me.
So you do
you
call
go with
you, sir.
Me?
Yeah, I'll go.
Hey, we're petitioning for Tahoe. You in?
I don't have a high translator, but I'd go.
Oh, well, we're going to go down to beautiful, sunny South Korea.
Nice.
Oh,
it's going to be amazing.
That's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
They have great chicken.
I'm very excited.
hey,
should all go. Once you get there, you'll find out that everything's great. They've pushed all the bad stuff to the side.
Just right over there.
Don't look at that pool.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah, those North Korean missiles, no one's worried about those. I'll be fine.
Exactly.
I'll be fine.
You're fine.
And when there's a shift change back to the network, we'll have lost in transmission back.
Let's hope so, right?
Yeah.
The best part, they called me after, like 2 weeks after, they said, hey, we're not going to bring you more Top Gear back. Do you have another show? Like, we'd love to do another show with you. And I was like, yeah, I just did one for you.
It's called Lost in Transmission.
It got crazy and you forget.
And literally, the guy was like, oh, I got to check that out. It's like, it was on your network. How long have you been there, guy?
I think they suffer from narcolepsy because they just collapse and fall asleep every time.
I think they were like, let's have a fake pawn shop some more. Let's get the same guys to...
Hey, are you interested in looking for storage garages, Rudd? Because we could put you right in there.
What if we just went in and we opened old ones up and saw haggard stuff that the producer stuck in there 2 days
ago?
I feel like last year's producer is going to be in there. Whatever network guy, whoever ran the network last year...
Yes. Are you telling me they salted that?
What? Oh,
some Birkenstocks sticking out of a trunk.
Yeah. No.
You know what? We got to start wrapping it up, guys, on this edition.
This has been so much fun.
So, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. We know your SEMA show's busy for you. Thanks for coming by to Shift and Steer.
This is so much fun.
I don't know if it was you Adam Young is standing over there. It's Rutledge's manager.
Yeah.
Great dude. Love Adam. And I don't know who did this, if it was you or Adam, but
how you
scored the plaid shirts with the NBC logo on them.
Nice.
This one, look at this. You can't tell, but there's a TRD logo.
Look at that. There it is. Don't roll that up.
Speaking of TRD, that truck is going to go 200 miles an hour. Did it lengthen the wheelbase at all?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good.
I bet they use lots of duct tape.
You want to drive?
He's a land speed guy right here.
Well, our buddy Craig Stanton, who is piloted many beautiful Porsches in his life, I don't know what they said they're reveling around. I think it was like $4,000, and I think it'll go to $8,000. Did like 165 at California Speedway. And they were like, that's good. That's good. Stay there.
They're not going to go like 220 or...
That, the plant, gear-wise, everything else, they built it to where they know it will do at least that.
Wow.
But they have to fix their ECU for the transmission currently.
What about the aerodynamics?
A little safer.
The aerodynamics in his...
Guys, I didn't build it. I don't know if I told you that.
I'm just curious if they stretched it.
I know. Every time I see them, they got a lot of bugs on them.
Right. I believe they... When I saw what they were doing with the body, I believe they were putting in a Sequoia rear end underneath it, which I believe is IRS. So I don't know.
Hey, Rutt, I'll save you. We got to wrap this
episode
up.
Yeah, you're right, guys.
Go. I'll go look
Man,
at it.
Man, Brad.
We love your new adult hair.
Thank you.
Yes.
And check out... Rutledgewood.com? Is it Rutledgewood?
It's the Rutledgewood.
Because
the guy in Denton, Texas, whose last name is Rutledge and has a wood flooring company and no website, won't sell me Rutledgewood.com.
Wow,
He's holding out.
10-year, 12 years of no website. He's really holding out.
He wants that truck.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, that's going to be it for this episode of Shift and Steer live from the SEMA show floor. And I want to thank Matt DeAndrea.
Thank you.
Pete Chaporis.
Yeah, Pete.
The man over here, Aaron Eager.
I love my job.
I'm Brad Fanshaw, and our special guest, Rutledge Wood.
Ooh.
And earlier in the show was we had Asian Farm Truck on.
Those boys, they're awesome.
That was fun.
Oh,
and thanks to our friends here at Derailly for helping us, and to Ford Motor Company for the good music in the background.
Yeah, so come on. Nice and light.
But, hey, we're going to have more. Don't go away, because if you look at our schedule down front, we got great guests, just like Rutledge Wood, who are going to be back later on. Thanks, everybody. Shift and steer.